Hello, this is Daryl here, sending love as always. Thank you for tuning in. I just want to say, if you like this interview, you can check our website for companion workbooks, action guides, tools, checklists, templates, and show notes with links for everything mentioned on the call. Just visit bestbusinesscoach.ca. That's best, B-E-S-T, businesscoach.ca. Enjoy. How to be an executive coach. So this is actually a question that's kind of close to my heart. I had a dear friend I grew up with. I don't want to say too much because they might actually see this, but they had had a failed business. And one day I was talking to them, asking how things were. And they told me they were applying for a government grant to open a nonprofit center for executive coaching. And I felt that was odd, that someone who had failed in business and had no track record of success in business was looking to get government funding to open a nonprofit center to teach people how to be executives of capitalistic enterprises. That just seems strange to me. So, I mean, how do you become an executive coach? I mean, you put up your shingle. I mean, at the end of the day, you convince someone to pay you to be their executive coach. But there's an income earning ladder. And so this ladder, how it works is at the bottom of the pyramid, you've got generalists. And so if we took the term like dentist, you know, dentist makes what a typical dentist makes in that part of the world, part of that country. But above the generalist, you have a specialist. Maybe you have like an orthodontist. And an orthodontist can do what a dentist does, but they have specialized training for specific things. And the dentist might be able to figure out how to solve that problem, but the orthodontist gets higher pay because it's streamlined. There's a greater certainty in successful outcome because they are a specialist. Therefore, I'm paying a premium because I'd rather pay you the premium than the time and potential failure of having a dentist trying to figure it out. So you got generalist, specialist, then above a specialist you have a trainer of specialists. And trainers of specialists typically earn more, maybe because they might not be the best in the industry, but as a trainer, you have some sort of kind of guarantee and comfort in knowing you should get industry standard at worst, right? If I'm hiring a trainer of specialists, then I should get like an average of all the specialists out there, right? I won't get the worst of the bunch because this one's training them how to be specialists. So you have generalists at the bottom, then you have a specialist, and you have a trainer of specialists, and at the top, the people who make the most, who make more than anybody, any guesses? Who do you think it would be? The celebrities. Why? Because of the laws of supply and demand. Dr. Phil might be a specialist in counseling, but because he's had a TV show and has millions of followers, if he were to auction off an hour of his time, that might bid the price up. So it's way higher than anyone else in his field type thing. That's the scenario. So how do you become an executive coach? Well, you have to figure out where are the executives, and you have to talk to some executives and get them to share with you problems that they're experiencing. And you have to prove to them enough to believe in you and pay you some money that you can help them solve that problem. And then you need to be able to deliver. Otherwise, you're going to have unhappy clients. And if you're not sure you can deliver, the best thing I can say at the beginning is to just be candid about your experience and you know, tell them, be upfront, like, I'm new to this, and da 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 da. And people are willing to take a chance if you're new. You know, you got to get your experience somehow. In the beginning, maybe you're just doing it for free just to get, you know, just get the reps in, just to get that muscle memory going, get those exercises, get that track record. But how do you become an executive coach? You just get up and you start doing it. You do it. You go, you do it. That's it. You start working on your 10,000 hours. Mm-hmm. And ideally, as time goes on, you figure out a specialization you want to go down, and you go down that specialization road, and you keep your eyes on top of what else is going on. You learn what you can, you read the books, you do the courses, you stay on top of what's happening. That way you're on the edge of what's happening in your field, and one day you go, hey, I'm an executive coach now. And that's how you do it. So if you have any other questions, you can go check out bestbusinesscoach.ca.